This is Rabbi Nissan L. Brun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Wednesday, April 10th, 2024. We begin Chaf Gimel Amud Beis 23b, the first section, the black text. So what is Beis built in? The place from which they didn't light any more official bonfires, Zu Biram. This is a place called Biram. And then we said, okay, then it goes, and then the whole Gola is, right, the whole diaspora is all lit up like a big, big bonfire. My Gola, what is the Gola that is all lit up? Amar Rav Yosef Zu Pumpadisa, right? So this is a town in Babel, right? This is a Babylonian town, very famous Babylonian town called Pumpadisa. My Kemeduras Eish, what does it mean that it was lit up like a bonfire? So Tana, right, so the Mishnah tells us, every single person takes a torch in their hand, they go up to their roof. So if you look from afar, right, when there's a torch on every roof, so it looks like the whole city is up in a big bonfire. So Tanya Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Af Charim Uchiyar Ubidor Vechavrosel. Right, that Rav Shimon ben Elazar says that they would light torches also in, right, these three places, Chavrosel, are like its friends, but that means its neighboring towns. So those are three places, right? Charim, Chiyar, and Gedor. So Iga de Amre, now where were those three towns located? So some say Beni Uveni Habo Kaime, right? That they were, Beni Uveni means in between. So in between the places listed in the Mishnah, you have a few more stops upon the way. Iga de Amre, and some say no, Lahach Gisa, the Eretz Yisrael Habe Kaime, right? That they were actually places on the other side of Eretz Yisrael, right? Which means that, yeah, they go in one direction to places listed in the Mishnah, and then to the other side of Israel, they go to these three places, and it's, right, Chavroset, it's neighboring towns. Right, Mar Chashiv Dahai Gisa, Mar Chashiv Dahai Gisa. Right, the Mishnah was talking about one direction, and the Braisa, the Tana, was talking about another direction. Okay. Amar Rav Yochanan says, Kolacha ba'achad shmona parsos. There's eight parsos. Parsangs is a measurement of distance. There's eight parsos between each one. So kama havaluhu, how much in total are there? So tlasin vitartin, right? There's 32... There's 32 total parsaos in distance. The Gemara says, ha'idna tu v'havu, but today there's more longer distance between what we started to base built in. So Abaye says, no, istatume istatum lehudarche. Right, listom is to seal up, right, to be closed. At the roads, you know, they had put up roadblocks, they put up, they closed off some of the roads, so you had to go and windy different paths, so that made it into a longer journey. I'm going to put these thorn bushes on your ways, and that's, of course, because you have to go around the thorn bushes, so it makes it a longer journey. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, from here, Dechsev, Nisivosai Iva. Right, that my paths have become crooked, right? Avot is a language of crooked. So there too, it's not, you know, the paths become longer to traverse. Okay, so now a new Mishnah. The Mishnah is going to talk a little bit about what we would do once the Edom come. Excuse me. Chatzer Gedola Haisa Birushalayim. There was a great courtyard in Jerusalem, a Beit Yazik Haita Nikres. It was called Beit Yazik. Well, Lasham Kola Edim Wisconsin, all the Edim would come and gather there. Ubeiskin Botskin also Sham, the Beisdin would actually check them, would investigate their testimony there to see if they were really telling the truth and what they saw, or they maybe made a mistake. Usuudos Gedolos Osin Lahem, they would make great feasts for them. Yishvil she regilin lava, right, so that they should be accustomed to come. Once you get there, you get a nice feast, you're not going to say to yourself, oh, it's a hard journey, it's a long way, maybe I shouldn't go. No, you know it's a mitzvah, and you know there's a nice smorgasbord at the end. So that gives you a little bit more incentive to go and do the right thing. This concludes our learning for today. Come back tomorrow. We'll see Further details for those coming to give testimony. Please come back and join me then.